This is an In It For The Kicks special feature.
Back all the way in episode 15, we had the South Island duo Six Cycle. They told us a bit of a tale from the DJ booth. It was quite a good one. Go and look it up. And we got a bit of an upfront play of their new EP. Well, guess what? In just a few days, that four-tracker gets released all over the world. So we invited the boys back to give us the breakdown.
We're Six Cycle. My name's Westy, and Lavon is in Six Cycle too. So yeah, I started off making all sorts of genres, and I guess just experimenting with different types of music and different ways of making different sounds that, I don't know, I guess I just got better at doing that, and today still make all sorts of genres. The dubstep was probably one that came about when we got signed to Rotten Records. That's Excision's label from over in Canada. And I didn't know what I was doing, really. I mean, we were just sort of jamming on some slower vibes and just making it real metal with real heavy, big, like, metallic snares and things like that. And, yeah, he seemed to like them, so he signed them, and that was the sort of start of dubstep for us.
Yeah, a friend of ours, Old Timmy C, used to have a bar called Double Drop, and he was like, he was just all over dubstep, like there's no tomorrow, and he heard our tunes, and he just said, send them to Excision, man. And we're like, you reckon? And he's like, yeah, your sound is perfect for the label, I guarantee you he'll sign them, and he was right.
And I remember listening to some of Excision's earlier mixes and just being blown away what they were doing. And yeah, it was pretty much what we were making. And we'd never really heard any dark dubstep before, so it was just a match made, just like that, really. Yeah. Our new 12-inch vinyl record EP comes out June the 22nd worldwide. Yeah, this is our first vinyl. Yeah, we're pretty stoked with that. It's been... well, quite a few years in the making now, so we're very, very happy with that. And you can get it from section8records.com. It's a four-track EP, but it's on one record. So we figured that you can get probably about 11 minutes on each side of a record, so most tracks usually about 5 minutes. I suppose some old drum and bass stuff like 7 or 8 minutes, but yeah, we managed to squeeze four tracks on there, so it's a bit better. And yeah, it's called Subsonic New World Order, and that's the title track with Jabs MC, local MC from Christchurch. Certainly knows what he's doing. So Subsonic New World Order, we recorded that. It's probably only about 6 months old, actually. Just recorded it around here in my amazing vocal booth made of duvets and a closet. Started off just as all drum and bass, and I got that pretty good, and then decided to record a second verse after I made sort of a half-time sort of drum step thing going on, but it had real angry Amen breakbeats in it as well, so don't really know what you call that, sort of like jungle step or something, I don't know. But they worked out really well, and it's weird, that one. A few people have said it's strange because there's some samples in it that are... there's monks like chanting at the base of the Himalayas, and there's like bells and them going ooh, you know, and stuff like that, and there's like birds in the background, so it's like really peaceful, but at the same time it's a real grimy bass line, so it's kind of a strange mixture, really. Yeah.
And the second tune on the A side is Block Block, which was I don't know if you would call it drum step, or it's kind of jungle vibes. It's about 160 BPM, which is well slow by today's standards. And I just hadn't written jungle drums in ages, and I just had one of those days where, like, I was sitting on my hands and didn't know what to do, and I was like, I got to write a jungle drum, eh? Like, it's been too long, and I just jumped in the studio and just smashed it. Like, it was one of those times where you just, like, if everything you touch is gold, you know? Like, not to pick up myself, but sometimes you get in the studio and like everything you try to write is crud, you know, and it was just one of those days where there was some magic, and it was probably the most fun I've had writing a tune in a long time, and I think you'll probably hear some very clangy, jungle-vibed, strange, off-speed electronica coming out of us in the near future.
And then the third track, Well, I suppose the third track is Lump, Levon's track, but I'll talk about the last one called Convergence. That's with a local producer here called Brassic. He's also starting a side project called Joshua. He's signed to Organicism. This is label as well called Organic Audio. And yeah, this is a weird one. Like, Brassic's got a real sort of atmospheric, real vibey, real trippy sort of style going on. And so I tried to sort of hold back a little bit on the aggression of the track. And yeah, he brought around some samples of I think it was like an orchestra or something that we ended up using in the intro, and just looping it weirdly and things like that. And then we found Mr. Alan Watts talking on YouTube about, you know, what's wrong with the world and how we need to separate ourselves from ego in order to be happy and all this stuff that I think is pretty onto it. And so we sampled him. And yeah, just went from there really, just vibed it out. Had some gaps that I didn't really like because Brassic wanted a gap of 8 in the middle with no percussion, which tweaked in my mind. Because I'm OCD and there has to be a breakbeat every 8 bars if there's another one in the 8 bars and things like that. You know, I'm real, real pedantic with that. So I actually didn't want that, but it fits so well because it comes in like halfway through the song, and if you're mixing another track, it drops right on that point, you know, where the drums cut out, so that it's more minimal and it fits. And yeah, just little things like that that really made it that I didn't like at all, eh? Yeah.
So yeah, B-side, Lump, is actually a sort of a little experiment that I ran myself. I wanted to create a lead strictly off distorting nothing but my bass line, like just using the tones of distortion units in order to like basically add new notes. And it took maybe 9 months to get the bass line and the tops right. It was just a real struggle, but like I decided that I was going to do this thing that is fundamentally wrong in order to achieve the sound that I wanted. And after just basically hammering it and hammering my ears for months and months and months, finally managed to rein it in, and then had probably a 3 or 4 month break, went back to it. You know, like, because you sort of get fatigued after you've listened to something for 9 months on repeat, essentially, as well as a whole bunch of other stuff, and came back and managed to pick the points that were weak and iron them out, and finally got there, which I was quite happy with. You know, it's nice to set a goal, especially when it's really strange, and actually hammer it. So I'm quite happy with that.
I thought, yeah, that one sort of sounded like there's like extra little like harmonics that have been added with the distortions and stuff. It's kind of strange. And the effects list on that bass line is absolutely mental. It's like absolutely chock-blocked full of distortions and stuff. And yeah, I don't even know how you managed to get it that intense, man. That looks like a nightmare, but it's worked out well. We've got so much material, away. We've actually had to tell the record label guy that we need to ramp up the release schedule for us, and like, yeah, we've got 20 or 30 tracks uploaded that are ready to go, so it's just a matter of making more and keeping up with whatever schedule that he can come up with, you know?
So there's going to be lots of change. We got tied up in contract negotiations for about a year and a bit.
Yeah.
Because we signed an exclusive deal, which was a bit of an ass, and having had some experience with dubious record labels in the past, we figured that we'd ask to amend things that we're uncomfortable with, etc. So it's put us a year behind schedule-wise, so it's going to be pretty action-packed over the next 18 months, I'd say.
And heaps of different genres too, like as we said before, like still doing everything, like not really worrying about, you know, producing the dubstep. Like the dubstep probably did sort of force us into the limelight a little more, I suppose, with Excisions label. We've never really been just dubstep, you know, and it's good now that with Section 8 being really open, and like the guy's a genius. He runs like so many things online. He runs his own distribution software and everything, and just to have him there to just talk to on a daily basis and to ask him how things are going, and he's just a good guy, and we're so happy to release music on his label. Yeah.
Godsend.
Yeah.
The first ever electronic music show on Hauraki. This is In It For The Kicks, 10 till midnight Friday night. Radio Hierarchy.